Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting third. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jerry Hairston. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Dibzinski. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Kuzman. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting second. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting third. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pat Tabler. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting seventh. The DH, Otto Velez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Sutcliffe. And now, play ball. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk strikes out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hairston. Bannister reaches second base with a double. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bannister scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trillo. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Cruz applying the tag. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara strikes out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski strikes out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines takes first base on ball four. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a fly ball into right field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cruz. The throw from Hasse and he is safe. Cruz steals second. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Trillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cruz scores. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Franco reaches second base with a double. Ron Hasse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hasse hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hasse for the out. Franco moves to third. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bannister hits a pop-up towards third. Law settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Franco scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 0 for 1 in the game. Hera hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Luzinski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luzinski moves to third. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 1 in the game. Hairston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luzinski scores. Baines moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baines scores. Hairston moves to third. Law moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Dibzinski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hairston scores. There goes Law trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. One out. It's 4-2, White Sox. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Tabler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 2 in the game. Law takes first base on ball 4. Dibzinski moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0 for 1 in the game. Velez hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Luzinski hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Tabler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Franco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 1 in the game. Hassey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. Franco moves to second. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Trillo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hairston. Trillo reaches second base with a double. Franco scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Trillo moves to third. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0 for 2 in the game. Hara hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trillo scores. It's White Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Hara moves to second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hairston hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Hairston reaches second base with a double. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Law bunts towards the mound. Sutcliffe fields it and throws to first for the out. Hairston moves to third. One out. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to home to get Hairston. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dibzinski. The throw from Hasse and he is out, Franco applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas is called out on strikes. One out. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0-for-2 in the game. Velez strikes out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Franco hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bannister throws the ball into Trillo who tags Cruz trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Law hits a fly ball into right field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Hasse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hasse is 0-for-2 in the game. Hasse hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hasse for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bannister strikes out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Trillo hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Luzinski hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baines hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Indians. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Sutcliffe covering, for the out. One out. Mike Squires pinch hits for Vance Law. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Paciorek pinch hits for Jerry Dibzinski. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek takes first base on ball 4. Squires moves to second. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. Squires moves to third. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Law hits a line drive into left field. Tabler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.